Hello and welcome to our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio. We'll be joining Ken Bird for all the play-by-play shortly. Our coverage is brought to you by the 3WC family of sports boosters. Attorney Timothy D. Welburn, Brain Huey Pharmacy, Wilkes Telecommunications, Deal Insurance, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Piedmont Federal, Foster's Grocery, Don's Char Grill, Dr. Craig Bennett, Impact Collision Center, Shepherd's Heating and Air Conditioning, Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Cook's, Wilkes Hardware, Best Image Signs, Executive Financial Resources, and Brushy Mountain Motorsports.
It's the annual Wilkes Toy Drive, and Wilkes Telecommunications has something special for you. Sign up or upgrade your digital TV to the Plus or Premier package and receive Stars free for a month. Option 2, sign up or upgrade your high-speed internet to 3.5 megabits or higher and receive a month of high-speed free. Choose either offer or choose them both. And as a bonus, fiber customers who add digital TV Plus or Premier package or upgrade to these plans will receive 3 months of DVR service free. For information, call 973-3103. See store for details.
When it comes to insurance, are you happy with your agent, the service you receive and the premiums you pay? For the personal service you want and the competitive insurance premiums you deserve, call Randy or Sherry Deal at Deal Insurance. The excellent rated companies they represent include Erie Insurance Group, Travelers, Progressive, GMAC, and others. They offer auto, home, business, life, and health coverage. Deal Insurance at 1307 B Collegiate Drive in Wilkesboro. Call 838-3838. Local people serving local people. Deal Insurance. It's the Attorney Timothy D. Welburn pregame show.
And good afternoon, and welcome to another great evening of high school football. The second round of the playoffs is Mitchell County here at West Wilkes to take on the Blackhawks. And we're having the pregame prayer, then the national anthem, and we'll be back after this four-minute break.
Well, it's sports season, Wilkes County High School sports, and you can catch all the exciting action here on it. Well, we interrupt ourselves now to say that Wilkes County sports could not be heard on 3WC without local supporters such as Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens. They know that the future of our community depends on our youth. So to all the athletes at North Wilkes, West Wilkes, East Wilkes, or Wilkes Central, play on. This is a message from Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens.
It's never too early to open a Coverdale Education Savings Account, CESA, from Piedmont Federal. A CESA grows tax-free and can be used towards college or any level of education, and $2,000 can be contributed annually for each child. It will help ensure your kids can afford the best education possible. Call, stop by, or visit us online to find out more about ensuring your child's education.
Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, 200 Wilkesboro Avenue, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-9211.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with self-esteem necessary for success in life.
I will stay in school because I want to change the world.
I will stay in school because I want to become a successful businesswoman.
I will stay in school because I want to provide for my family in the future.
I will stay in school because I want to change children's lives.
Every success in school leads to success in your future.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Welborn.
For a while now, you've heard me talk about Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda. And if you've been there, you're glad I told you about them because their grocery line has everything you need, as well as most produce items, beverages, feed for livestock and pets, as well as three grades of gasoline at competitive prices. In their hardware department, many items for home maintenance, including electrical and plumbing. They also make keys. Foster's Grocery and Hardware in beautiful downtown Rhonda, across from the Country Corner Cafe. See Roger and Doreetha and have a fresh cup of coffee at Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda.
Cooler weather calls for a good hot lunch. Don's Char Grill now has the soup of the day and grilled cheese. For the sweet tooth, Don has Cinny Minis, fresh baked cookies, and hot chocolate, not pre-wrapped or sitting under heat lamps. Stop by Don's for a sausage biscuit, just 99 cents, or enjoy some chicken minis. Accepting debit and credit cards, open Monday through Saturday. When the weather is cooler, count on Don's for good hot food at reasonable prices. Dine in or drive through Don's Char Grill, West D Street, North Wilkesboro.
He's at the 50, the 40. He's going the distance, the 10. Touchdown!
Dr. Craig Bennett encourages all Wilkes County athletes to go the distance by doing right, working hard, and living healthy. If you're a team Eagle, Viking, Blackhawk, or Cardinal, Dr. Craig Bennett is happy to support all Wilkes County's student athletes and to support the game of the week on Hometown Christian Radio 1243 WC. Our thanks to Dr. Craig Bennett for going the distance in his service to the Wilkes community.
It's the attorney Timothy D. Welborn pregame show.
Well, good evening and welcome to high school football. It's the second round of the state playoffs, and we're at West Wilkes High School, where the West Wilkes team will entertain the team from Mitchell County High School. And Keith Ryan, needless to say, a huge game.
Well, both these teams, very identical records, both 6-6. Mitchell County plays over there in Trump Mountain League, Avery, and they got a 2A, 1A league with Black Mountain. A lot of them teams over there around Asheville, they come in off of a big high victory over Cherryville last week down at Cherryville. But the thing is, really, just looking over their roster, the fact is only 7 seniors on this team. This is a very young Mountaineer team.
Sophomores, freshmen, and juniors.
And, the size-wise, they match up very, very, just looking at the size across there, West Wilkes matches up pretty good size-wise with them. And, this senior here, you got to figure, about like most Mountain teams, they're going to try to run the ball.
Ted, what are you doing?
Watching my old truck rust.
That's exciting. You know, it's not going to go away by itself. Take the thing on over to Impact Collision Center. Service starts the moment you walk through the door. They coordinate insurance claims, arrange rentals, and give computerized estimates. They do frame, body, and mechanical repairs, refinishing and detailing, and satisfaction is guaranteed.
And they do body work?
Not on you, but yeah, on a car or truck. Just truck on in to Impact Collision Center, West D Street, North Wilkesboro, or call 667-4859.
Before the cold wind blows and you turn the hot air on, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. Oil, gas, and electric heating units all need to be serviced. Early maintenance can prevent problems in the future. Shepherd's is your local Lennox dealer, but they can service all brands. With prompt service and 24-hour emergency service, Shepherd's is just a call away. 973-1679. Before the cold wind blows, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. On the Congo Road, Wilkesboro. 973-1679.
For over a decade, Dr. Robert Pennington has provided care to residents of Wilkes, Ashe, and surrounding counties. Dr. Pennington, board-certified orthopedic surgeon in general orthopedics and sports medicine, provides arthroscopic surgery for less pain and quicker recovery time for patients from shoulder to foot. He does modern and advanced arthritis treatment. Caring for youth and adult, he takes a personal approach in caring for patients. Call Dr. Pennington at Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, 838-9930. That's 838-9930.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with the necessary building blocks for success.
I will stay in school because I want to give back to my community.
I will stay in school because I want to make my parents proud.
I will stay in school because I want to serve my country.
I will stay in school because I want to make something of my life.
Your education opens the doors to the rest of your life.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
This is Gerald Langford with Wilkes Hardware. We have bolts and nuts and screws and any kind of hardware items that you might need, but our most important product is service. We pay attention to you when you come in the door. We also have the Eden Pure electric heaters, the most efficient electric heater you can find, and our prices are better than anybody else's in the area. Come to Wilkes Hardware for any need that you might have. Our telephone number is 838-4632, and we're located at the corner of 10th and D Street.
Ever wanted to see your name in lights? Best Image Signs can help you with that. Specializing in professional design and imaging services, they offer anything from vehicle graphics to LED and illuminated signs. So if you need a new sign for your church or new image concept for your business, then call Best Image Signs, 973-7446, or online, bisignsusa.com. Best Image Signs, Highway 16 North off Nichols Landing, Miller's Creek, 973-7446, a proud supporter of high school sports.
Are you interested in setting up that young athlete's college fund? Or growing a monthly income for your retirement that's guaranteed? Or shopping for a better fixed return than you're getting now? Give Les Dyer a call at Executive Financial. Les can also help put together a customized 401k plan for your business or medical practice that could significantly maximize your contributions. He can also help save you money by modernizing that old expensive life insurance protection you've been paying for. Call Les Dyer at Executive Financial today, 667-1849. Help is only a quote away. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC.
Attention ATV fans!
Time to get to Yamaha of Wilkesboro for the Yamaha Ginormous Sales Event. Up to $1,500 customer cash and 3.99% financing for 36 months for qualified buyers on nearly every Yamaha ATV. Dealing like never before on the Sport ATV of the Year, the YFZ 450R and Grizzly 450 with electric power steering.
ATVs are recommended for those 16 years and older and can be hazardous to operate. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See Yamaha of Wilkesboro or call 1-800-887-2887.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with self-esteem necessary for success in life.
I will stay in school because I want to change the world.
I will stay in school because I want to become a successful businesswoman.
I will stay in school because I want to provide for my family in the future.
I will stay in school because I want to change children's lives.
Every success in school leads to success in your future.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
A caring doctor with experience is hard to find unless you go to Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. In addition to Dr. Robert Pennington's orthopedic training and board certification, he has advanced technical training in sports medicine, providing outpatient arthroscopy, treating arthritis, tendonitis, nerve damage, and broken bones. He says not all injuries require surgery. Call the board-certified doctor who really cares about his patients, Dr. Robert Pennington, Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, 838-9930.
Before the cold wind blows and you turn the hot air on, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. Oil, gas, and electric heating units all need to be serviced. Early maintenance can prevent problems in the future. Shepherd's is your local Lennox dealer, but they can service all brands. With prompt service and 24-hour emergency service, Shepherd's is just a call away. 973-1679. Before the cold wind blows, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. On the Congo Road, Wilkesboro. 973-1679.
If you're like me and had an accident, then you want someone you can trust to repair your vehicle. I went to Impact Collision Center. Whether it's painting or repairing scrapes and dents, the service begins at the door. They answer questions, coordinate insurance claims, and arrange rentals. They have computerized estimates on frame, body, and mechanical repairs, refinishing, and detailing. Satisfaction is guaranteed. If you've had an accident, do what I did and go to Impact Collision Center, West D Street, North Wilkesboro. Call 667-4859. Your vehicle will look brand new.
He's at the 50, the 40. He's going the distance, the 10. Touchdown!
Dr. Craig Bennett encourages all Wilkes County athletes to go the distance by doing right, working hard, and living healthy. If you're a team Eagle, Viking, Blackhawk, or Cardinal, Dr. Craig Bennett is happy to support all Wilkes County's student athletes and to support the game of the week on Hometown Christian Radio 1243 WC. Our thanks to Dr. Craig Bennett for going the distance in his service to the Wilkes community.
When it comes to insurance, are you happy with your agent, the service you receive, and the premiums you pay? For the personal service you want and the competitive insurance premiums you deserve, call Randy or Sherry Deal at Deal Insurance. The excellent rated companies they represent include Erie Insurance Group, Travelers, Progressive, GMAC, and others. They offer auto, home, business, life, and health coverage. Deal Insurance at 1307 B Collegiate Drive in Wilkesboro. Call 838-3838. Local people serving local people. Deal Insurance.
Now, back to our sports broadcast of the week on AM 1240, Charter Cable, Channel 2, and around the globe on hometownchristianradio.com.
You help me out right here, Keith. Let's see. Figure out. And thank you very much. And the second round of the state playoffs from West Wilkes. Mitchell County will kick off. West Wilkes will get the ball first. Well, beg your pardon, it's the other way around. Mitchell County will receive. And it's a line drive kick taken at the 25-yard line. Young with the ball. And Young, some running room, gets across the 35. Looks like to about the 38. See where they mark the forward progress at the 38-yard line, first and 10. So Mitchell County with the ball. Let's see Keith, who comes out here at quarterback. And it's going to be Self, Troy Self. And a running play around the left side, and that's close to a first down. Jackson on the run. He crosses the 45, about a yard short. And just like that, Hughes comes in at quarterback, Matt Hughes. He wears number 4 on his uniform, or number 3, beg your pardon. So Justin Hughes and Self looks like they're going to alternate maybe on about every other play. So far it looks that way. It's second down in a yard. And a running play up the middle, probably for a first down, and that's Sean Jackson. And it's going to be awful close to a first down. The man in the white hat, he's surveying it right now. It's right straight down in front of us, and timeout is being called, and they're probably going to measure. So very early in the game, we've only played a minute and 5 seconds. And already they're bringing the chain gang over here, and from here it looks like might be a football short. Keith Bryan is saying first down. And from, all three referees are looking at it, trying to decide if it made the first down. And it's going to be about 2 inches short, less than the nose of a football. So it's third down and 2 inches. The ball at the 47-yard line. Mitchell County with it. Opening minutes of the ball game. The winner moves on. And the loser will start playing basketball, I guess. There's third down and very short. And here's a quarterback sneak. And looks like a first down. Hughes with it. And enough for a first down. And they just signaled first down. So Mitchell County has a new set of downs from their own 48-yard line. Mitchell County, they're lavender or purple or whatever you'd prefer to call it, and white. Mostly white uniforms with lavender trim. West Wilkes, black with orange and white trim. First and 10. And running by Stiles and tackled in the backfield. Stiles going to lose a couple yards, it looks like. Well, they're going to spot the forward progress right at the line of scrimmage. No gain. So it'll be second down and 10. Troy Self. I'll have to keep up with this quarterback thing. Now, it's going to be Hughes in there this play. Second and 10, Hughes, the pitch back. And around the left side, some running room inside West Wilkes territory. And he's going to be brought down, but not before he gets down inside. Looks like a 20-yard line. Was that Jackson? So first and 10 into the red zone goes Mitchell High School. Mountaineers. They're knocking on the door. The ball is spotted at the West Wilkes 27-yard line. Or make it the 17. The yard markers up here, the yard lines and the numbers are in orange. And with this brown Bermuda grass up here, it doesn't show up very much. And we have a timeout. So the Mountaineers call timeout. 9:12 left to go in the first quarter. Score, nothing, nothing.
It's the annual Wilkes Toy Drive, and Wilkes Telecommunications has something special for you. Sign up or upgrade your digital TV to the Plus or Premier package and receive Stars free for a month. Option 2, sign up or upgrade your high-speed internet to 3.5 megabits or higher and receive a month of high-speed free. Choose either offer or choose them both. And as a bonus, fiber customers who add digital TV Plus or Premier package or upgrade to these plans will receive 3 months of DVR service free. For information, call 973-3103. See store for details.
Having problems with your feet? Brame Huey Pharmacy now has therapeutic shoes. Just call Nancy or Jenny at Brame Huey for more information at 838-8988. Known as the prescription people, Brame Huey has free local delivery, a drive-through pharmaceutical-grade vitamins, compounding, a friendly, helpful staff, a complimentary soft drink while you wait, and now therapeutic shoes. Open weekdays 8:30 till 6:30 and Saturday 8:30 till 2:30 in West Park Drive, North Wilkesboro, Brame Huey Pharmacy, 838-8988.
More of tonight's exciting action continues now on 1240 3WC, around the world on 1240 3WC.com, and on Charter Communications Channel 2.
And thank you very much. And as we were coming back, a quick play by Mitchell County to Jackson into the end zone for a touchdown. And the extra point try is up and good. Isaac Edwards on the kick. 9:05 left in the first quarter. Just like that, it's Mitchell County 7 and West Wilkes nothing. Well, Keith Bryan, it didn't take very long for Mitchell County to get on the board, just barely 3 minutes.
Well, most certainly did, and one thing about it is you can see that with that quarterback, Justin Hughes, they alternate them quarterbacks. One's a pretty good-sized feller, and the other one a good runner, and that's one thing I think that Wes Wilkes maybe didn't look at was is the mobility of the quarterbacks for Mitchell County.
And we're about set for the kickoff. Mitchell will kick the ball off. West Wilkes will have their first try at it. And it's Isaac Edwards doing the kicking for Mitchell County. 9:05 remain in the first quarter. 7-0 Mitchell. The ball in the air. And it's going to be back at the 5-yard line. Adams, Andrew Adams with a run up the middle of the field. And he's going to be brought down as he crosses the 20. And West will start. First and 10 is thrown 24-yard line. So the black, white, and orange-clad West Wilkes Blackhawks now with their first possession of this ball game. West Wilkes Blackhawks. And it's going to be Seth Absher, the quarterback, a running play. And that's going to be the Tyler Woods. And he gets just across the 25 to the 26. Like a gain of about 2, second down and 8. Second down and 8, ball just across the 25-yard line. Seth Absher, the quarterback. For the Blackhawks. And a swing pass out to the left in the flat. First down. It's complete to Andrew Adams. up to about the 36-yard line, so they'll move the sticks. A Blackhawk first down. So a nifty little play from Absher to Adams. Nets about 8 yards and enough for a first down. Blackhawks from their 37 now. Mountaineers of Mitchell County digging in on defense. Absher. And now we have a flag, and it's going to be illegal procedure, 5 yards whistled against the Blackhawks. So the first penalty flag of the game. Cool, brisk November evening here at Wilkes Central. About 55 degrees or so, I guess, at game time. After just a beautiful Friday around Wilkes County. From the 32-yard line. First and 15 after the penalty. Blackhawks. And a running play for a couple of yards. And that'll be Tyler Woods. Give him three. That'll be a second down and 12. Second down and 12, West Wilkes, Seth Absher wears the number 12 on his black uniform shirt, and he comes to the sideline for instructions from Coach Halleck. To the line of scrimmage, the Blackhawks. It's second down and 12 from about the 34-yard line. And a running play around the right side across the 35. That's Tyler Woods again. And Woods will get back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down and give him a plus yard. Third down and about 9. The ball is spotted at the 37-yard line. So a big play here for the Blackhawks if they're to keep this drive alive. Third down and 9. From their own 37-yard line. Eye formation, a wide out to each side. Here's Seth Absher. Running play up the middle and well short of a first down at the 40. Tyler Woods on the carry once again, a gain of 3, but it's fourth down and 6. And West Wilkes will have to punt the ball and give it up. So it's going to be Adams. The punt. So Adams drops back into punt formation. And it's a fake around the right side. First down and more into Mitchell territory. Headed to the end zone. It's going to be a touchdown. Blackhawks. Adams. And that play is going to cover 60 yards. A fake punt, and Keith Bryan, that completely caught the Mountaineers by surprise.
Well, the thing that most amazed me was the fact that I didn't realize that Andrew Adams had that kind of speed, because once he got out here, he had a wall of blockers out in front of him, and he had one man to beat, and he just ran into the end zone. What a tremendous play. Sort of a gutsy call for Coach Halleck right here to start that thing.
And the extra point try, it is up, and it is good, and we're tied. 6:05 left in the first quarter. Blackhawk 7, Mountaineer 7.
We're looking out for you in everything we do.
Cooks and Russell Athletic. Two names to remember when you're looking for athletic team uniforms. Whatever sport you're playing, Cooks and Russell can supply your needs. So, when you think sports, think Cooks and Russell Athletic. You'll be glad you did. Visit Cook's 1402 Willow Lane in West Park, North Wilkesboro. 667-4121. That's 667-4121.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with the necessary building blocks for success.
I will stay in school because I want to give back to my community.
I will stay in school because I want to make my parents proud.
I will stay in school because I want to serve my country.
I will stay in school because I want to make something of my life. Your education opens the doors to the rest of your life.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
Now back to more of tonight's game on Charter Communications Channel 2, 1240 3WC.com, and the station committed to local sports, 3WC.
And what excitement. Wish everyone could be here to see that. It just had an onside kick for West Wilkes. Seth Absher kicked the ball, rolled 10 yards, and the Mountaineers never reacted to the ball. And it's West Wilkes ball at the Mountaineers' 46-yard line. So West Wilkes, once again, after that 60-yard fake punt, little trickery and debauchery, if you will, by the West Wilkes Blackhawks, as Seth Absher brings his troops up to the line. Absher under center, goes, looks to throw. He's fading back. He's looking for Adams. Adams is out there wide open, and it's off his hands. He was wide open. Had it right in his hands. Absher couldn't have thrown that ball any better. And the ball goes out of bounds. And, boy, what that would have been a backbreaker for the Mountaineers to have two quick scores just like that. But one thing about it, with Adams out there at the wide receiver spot, he's about 6'3", and most of the corners for the Mountaineers are probably about my size, about 5'6", 5'7". So, that's something I'm sure that Coach Halleck is going to want to exploit later on. As Absher brings his troops to the line, it'll be 2nd and 10, 5:56 remaining in the first quarter. Absher, once again, is a pitch out to Tyler Woods. He's got a few blockers in front of him. He's at the 40, and he's going to get about 7 yards on that carry. So that'll bring up about a third and, let's call it about third and about three maybe. Third and two for the Blackhawks from the Mountaineer. Looks like about the. We have to guess a little bit. About the 38 yard line, I guess, from the Mountaineer 38. 5:43 left to play. Score 7-7 in the first quarter. Absher brings his troops to the line. And in motion is Shepard. Shepard gets the pitch. He's out to the left. He's got the first down and more as he gets down to about the 34-yard line. And Blackhawk first down. And Tommy Pruitt, now he comes out of the game as Absher re-enters, gets a play from Coach Scott Halleck. No breeze blowing. And looks like we may have a timeout. Let's see. Now, there's a sideline warning. Sideline warning against Mitchell County. So that's the first warning. As Absher brings his troops to the line. Absher under center. In motion is Shepard. Shepard this time pitch out to the right. Looking for blockers. He's got one out there, and it's basically let's call it a no gain on that one. Shepard that time got out there, but he was waiting for some blockers, and trying to lead the blocking that time was Anthony Alvarado for the Blackhawks.
So it's 2nd down and 10, the ball to 33. Thank you, Keith Bryant. West Wilkes with an onside kick after the touchdown, so they have possession. And here's a fake. Quarterback option rolled to the right and a throw down the field. And Andrew Marley in his hands right at the goal line. That ball hit him right in the numbers, bounced out to the brown turf here, incomplete. Should have been a touchdown. Wow. I know Andrew Marley, if you could probably see him up close, you'd see him red-faced. I mean, he had his defender beat right at the goal line, the ball right in his chest, could not corral it. That was 6 points All right, here we go. It's third down and 10. To keep the drive alive, probably four down territory here, Blackhawks. Absher, swing pass out to the left, and now we here's an option. And a play, touchdown. Is that Marley?
Adams
on the catch. Thank you, Keith. Wow.
That's a halfback pass, Andrew Marley.
To Adams. Marley to Adams. And that was 38 yards and a touchdown. Blackhawks in front. 13-7 with the extra point try. Answer to kick. It's up. It's perfect. And we have 3:57 left in the first quarter. Blackhawks on top. West Wilkes 14, Mitchell 7.
At Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, our loan officers don't work on commission, which means they won't try to put you into a risky loan. We also don't sell our loans, so we'll be here through the life of your mortgage. Our rates are competitive and our customer service is unmatched. You can even have your payment drafted directly from any checking or savings account, saving time and money. Call, stop by, or visit us online for current rates and to find out the right mortgage option for you.
Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, 200 Wilkesboro Avenue, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-9211. Well, it's sports season, Wilkes County High School sports, and you can catch all the exciting action here on it. Well, we interrupt ourselves now to say that Wilkes County sports could not be heard on 3WC without local supporters such as Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens. They know that the future of our community depends on our youth. So to all the athletes at North Wilkes, West Wilkes, East Wilkes, or Wilkes Central, play on. This is a message from Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens.
Now, back to more of tonight's broadcast of high school sports on Charter Cable Channel 2 and around the world at 1240 3WC.com.
And we're back to action and the kickoff. It's kicked deep and bringing it back up is Self, and Self runs it back up to the, it's like about the 39-yard line to see where the forward progress is. It's 14-7. It's going to be at the 38. First and 10, Mitchell County Mountaineers are at their own 38-yard line. And it's going to be Hughes, the quarterback. And from the shotgun, running play around the right side for about 4 yards. And that'll be the quarterback keeper there. Second down and 6 for the Mountaineers. As we mentioned earlier, the yard markers have been painted off in orange with the numbers in orange, and it painted on this golden, which amounts to golden brown Bermuda grass here. And kind of hard for these old tired eyes to see the yard markers all the time, so we ask your indulgence to bear with us. Second down and 6. Another running play up to middle, first down across midfield. And down beyond the 40, it's Jackson on the carry to the West Wilkes 39-yard line. So Mitchell County on the move. Jackson, an 50-yard run of about 24 yards. First and 10, Mitchell County at the West Wilkes 39-yard line. To the line of scrimmage with a wide out to the left, two backs in the backfield. And from the shotgun, a running play around the left side, and that's going to be the quarterback Hughes keeping it. And he picks up about 7 yards. It'll be second down and 3. That seems to be the forte of this Mitchell County Mountaineers team is the running quarterback. As Keith told you in the early going from that mountain conference over there, that running and running is the game, and now we got a sideline warning against West Wilkes, whatever it's about.
Sideline warning.
Yeah, from each side so far. Here's second and 3 from the 31.
And a running play up the middle, and it's first down. Jackson on the carry. He'll get about five. He needed three. And the ball is, well, he gets about seven. The ball is at the 35-yard, they'll make it the 25-yard line. About the 25-yard line. Mountaineers on the move. It's 14-7 right now, West Wilkes. Mountaineers clad in white with purple or lavender, which you prefer, helmets and numerals. And here's a running play up the middle again for about 4 or 5 yards. And that's going to be Sean Jackson. And a gain of five. It'll be second down and five. The ball resting squarely on the 20-yard line. A minute 10 left in the first quarter. Hughes, the quarterback, wearing a number 8 on his white uniform shirt. From the shotgun, he runs the ball around the right side, and he's going to have a first down. He's going to be down in the red zone. And we have a flag. Let's see who that's whistled against. It's in the area of holding. And it's going to be a hold. That'll bring Mitchell County back 10 yards from the spot of the foul. A break for the Blackhawks there. 50 seconds remain in the first quarter. Wilkes Central over at Pisgah tonight, playing in Canton, North Carolina, against Pisgah High School, trying to advance to the third round, and we get some word on that after a bit. Whenever we do, we'll pass it along to you. So this is going to be a second down now, about 7, after the penalty marked off. The ball at about the 22-yard line. So here's another running play. And this is going to net about 2 or 3 yards. Sean Jackson on the carry, far short of the first down at the 19-yard line, and the clock is running down. Maybe it won't be another play, maybe. It's at 12 seconds right now. And they're going to let the time run out. So we've completed one quarter. Score, Blackhawks 14, Mountaineers 7.
For a while now, you've heard me talk about Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda. And if you've been there, you're glad I told you about them, because their grocery line has everything you need, as well as most produce items, beverages, feed for livestock and pets, as well as 3 grades of gasoline at competitive prices. In their hardware department, many items for home maintenance, including electrical and plumbing. They also make keys. Foster's Grocery and Hardware in beautiful downtown Rhonda, across from the Country Corner Cafe. See Roger and Doretha and have a fresh cup of coffee at Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda.
Cooler weather calls for a good hot lunch. Don's Char Grill now has the soup of the day and grilled cheese. For the sweet tooth, Don has Cinny Minis, fresh baked cookies, and hot chocolate, not pre-wrapped or sitting under heat lamps. Stop by Don's for a sausage biscuit, just 99 cents, or enjoy some chicken minis. Accepting debit and credit cards, open Monday through Saturday. When the weather is cooler, count on Don's for good hot food at reasonable prices. Dine in or drive through. Don's Char Grill, West D Street. Street, North Wilkesboro.
This is 1240 WWWC, Wilkesboro, North Wilkesboro, North Carolina. Around the world at 1243WC.com, your hometown Christian radio station.
And back here at Miller's Creek, North Carolina, Mountaineers of the ball, and the ball is given to Jackson. Jackson's at the 10, and he gets down first down. Mountaineers from inside the 10-yard line. And so far, it's been the running attack of the Mitchell County Mountaineers against the passing attack of the West Wilkes Blackhawks. 11:53, start of this second quarter with a score. Blackhawks 14, Mitchell County Mountaineers 7. And Mitchell County basically is just running a one-back set with Sean Jackson and Justin Hughes taking the Wildcat snaps. And Hughes once again on the carry, and he's met at the line of scrimmage where he stopped basically for no gain. Stopped by Weston Lovett and Cody Leffler for the Blackhawks.
Yeah, they gave him about a 3-yard gain on that one, so he kind of fell forward on that. Got three. As Self, Troy Self comes in replacing Sean Jackson. Shaq Jackson's still in. Self comes in at tight end. Snap to Hughes. Hughes on a shotgun snap runs around the side, and he's down in the end zone. So Mountaineers looking to tie it up, 14-13 right now. As Isaac Edwards now comes in to try to kick the extra point for the Mountaineers. 10:48 left in the second quarter. Isaac Edwards, Self to hold. The snap, Self puts it down, and Edwards right through the middle. So with the score, 14 for the Mitchell County Mountaineers and 14 for the West Wilkes Blackhawks, we'll take a break.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with the necessary building blocks for success.
I will stay in school because I want to give back to my community.
I will stay in school because I want to make my parents proud.
I will stay in school because I want to serve my country.
I will stay in school because I want to make something of my life.
Your education opens the doors to the rest of your life.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
Cooks and Russell Athletic, two names to remember when you're looking for athletic team uniforms. Whatever sport you're playing, Cooks and Russell can supply your needs. So, when you think sports, think Cooks and Russell Athletic. You'll be glad you did. Visit Cooks, 1402 Willow Lane in West Park, North Wilkesboro, 667-4121. That's 667-4121.
Now, back to the action with more of tonight's broadcast of high school sports on Hometown Christian Radio, 1243 WC.
And we're back to action. Here's a skimmer for a kickoff. And it's taken by Shepherd. And Shepherd is going to be brought down at the 30. So, West Wilkes Blackhawks will have another whack at it here. We're tied 14-14. After the Hughes touchdown and the extra point. 10:40 left until halftime here at West Wilkes. This is the second round of the 1AA division high school playoffs. Mitchell County Mountaineers versus the West Wilkes Blackhawks. The winner moves on, the loser stays home. Seth Abbs, your quarterback, hand off up the middle, and a hard-earned couple yards right there, and that's Pruitt on the carry. Gets about 2.5 yards. Second down and 7. Ball resting squarely between the 30 and the 35, so 7.5 yards for a first down. High formation Blackhawks, two wide outs to the left, under center, Seth Absher. The pitch back, second back through. Tyler Woods, first down across the 40 to about the 43. Tyler Woods gets about 8 yards on the carry, and it'll be first and 10. They move the sticks on the far side of the field. So the Blackhawks, with the first and 10, Absher to the sideline to get the upcoming play from his coach. Under center, wide out to the right, two wide outs to the right. And the handoff through it. And he'll pick up a couple yards. He gets to about the 45. Oh, that's Tyler Woods on the carry. Give him 3. Be second down and 7, the ball resting on the 45-yard line. West Wilkes cheerleaders and the band getting the folks excited down below.
several folks from Mitchell County made the trip over to Wilkes. We see on the far side of the field. Second down and 7 from the 45. Hand off. No, pass, and it's intercepted, and this is going to be a touchdown. And untouched into the end zone. About a 47-yard touchdown interception. That's Hughes. The quarterback Hughes on defense stepped right in front of the intended receiver, picked the ball off, and nothing but brown grass, and it's 20-14. And Keith Brown, that was a tough break.
Well, that time, once again, they tried to go to Adams, and he might have went to the well one too many times that time. But I tell you what, Justin Hughes just played that well, because the Aftershock never saw him come into the play. So, once again, the extra point by Isaac Edwards. And now with the score, Mitchell County 21, West Wilkes 14, with 8:42 left to go till halftime. We'll take another break.
It's the annual Wilkes Toy Drive, and Wilkes Telecommunications has something special for you. Sign up or upgrade your digital TV to the Plus or Premier package and receive Stars free for a month. Option 2, sign up or upgrade your high-speed internet to 3.5 megabits or higher and receive a month of high-speed free. Choose either offer or choose them both. And as a bonus, fiber customers who add digital TV Plus or Premier package or upgrade to these plans will receive 3 months of DVR service free. For information, call 973-3103. See store for details.
When it comes to insurance, are you happy with your agent, the service you receive, and the premiums you pay? For the personal service you want and the competitive insurance premiums you deserve, call Randy or Sherry Deal at Deal Insurance. The excellent rated companies they represent include Erie Insurance Group, Travelers, Progressive, GMAC, and others. They offer auto, home, business, life, and health coverage. Deal Insurance at 1307B Collegiate Drive in Wilkesboro. Call 838-3838. Local people serving local people. Deal Insurance.
Now, back to our sports broadcast of the week on AM 1240, Charter Cable, Channel 2, and around the globe on hometownchristianradio.com.
And back here at Miller's Creek, as the kickoff was received by Garrett Hamby, a short squib kick. Hamby brings the ball out to the West Wilkes, let's say, 40-yard line. So once again, the Blackhawks on offense. After that interception by Justin Hughes to put the Mountaineers ahead, as Aftershock brings up in that typical I formation that West Wilkes runs. First, Woods gets the ball. He stopped for a very short gain. Let's say if they give him a yard, he's maybe a yard on that. Tyler Woods with the carry. As Blackman makes a stop for the Mountaineers, Deshaun Blackman. So it's going to be 2nd and 9 for the Blackhawks as Aftershock comes to the sideline, gets the play in from Coach Halleck. Got Adams and Marley split to the left, and that's sort of a dangerous play. He tried to throw that ball out there to Marley, and that's almost in the vicinity of a lateral, and it gets away, and then one Marley has to be real careful that one of them Mountaineers don't pick that ball up. It looked like they were trying to go to that same play that they scored on, where he throwed that little screen out to Marley, and then Marley looked down the field and found Adams open down there. So that brings up a third, and it's like about third and the down marker there. They got 3rd and 15. So it's a reverse, this time to Adams. Adams got some blockers, and he gets across to the 45. And that's going to bring up about a 4th and 10. So it's going to be 4th and 10 for the Blackhawks. This is, I'm going to say it's going to be a punt, but last time they lined up in this formation, Adams ran 60 yards for a score. So back deep for the Mountaineers, if we can get his number here. Looks like it's going to be Vaughn, and he just lets the ball roll as Will Shepard downs the ball down about the 25-yard line. So it's going to be first and 10 from the Mountaineers' 25-yard line with 7:07 left till halftime. And so far, the only thing stopping the Mountaineers is the goal line at the other end. They've every time they've had the ball on offense, they've scored. Two times offensive series and two scores. So it's time for the Blackhawks to dig in, and maybe they can make a defensive stop right here. One receiver out to the right is, once again, Jackson with the carry. He's met at the line of scrimmage, and he's brought down by, looks like Joshua Greer, make the stop for the Blackhawks. And that hits, that's about a 3-4 yard gain, so let's call it second and six for the Mountaineers. As play comes in from the sidelines, one receiver out to the right. Once again, just two men in the backfield. That's Jackson and Hughes. Hughes getting the shotgun snap. Hughes on a quarterback keeper, looking behind some of his players. And he does a pretty good job and gets a first down as he's brought down by Aaron Hudler. And Hughes, 5'9", 160. He just gets in behind some of them and some of them big linemen, 250, 230, and he just stays right in there and follows his blocks real well. So far, the running game has worked very well for the Mitchell County Mountaineers. They've not had to throw the ball yet. Once again, from the shotgun formation, one receiver out to the left. As Hughes is barking out the signals, gives the ball to Jackson. Jackson trying to go over tackle. This time he's met. And I'm they're giving him a yard, but that time was led by Ryan Widener, who's that big tackle on the right hand side over there. As Self now comes in from the sideline with the play. Second and eight for the Mountaineers. Self in motion. And this time it's Hughes again, and he's trying to go around the left side, and he's met there for about a... See, it looks like they're going to give him about... That's going to be about a third and two. So it'll be third and two for the Mountaineers. Big defensive stance right here for the Blackhawks. They need to kind of... As the old saying goes, bow up their backs a little bit and see if they can't stop this Mountaineer running attack. So far, it's been pretty effective with Jackson and Hughes doing most of the work for the Mountaineers. Once again, one receiver out to the right as Hughes from the shotgun. And we got movement. Got movement this time. The left tackle, Zach Peterson moved as he was trying to pull from his tackle spot. And so that's going to be a 5-yard mark off, and that's going to bring it about a third and seven. So it'll be third and seven for the Mountaineers from the West Wilkes 44-yard line. A little more favorable field position right now for the Blackhawks. And once again, one receiver out to the left. And this time it's Hughes looking to throw, and he overthrows his receiver. So this is going to bring down a fourth and seven. And this could very well possibly be the first time that the Mountaineers have punted tonight. Let's see. Looks like they're bringing in the punting unit. Back to punt for the Mitchell County Mountaineers is Michael Stiles. And then back deep for the Blackhawks is Will Shepard. As Ken Bird says, the third baseman. And Styles, good snap, and a beautiful punt. Shepherd calls for a fair catch as he catches the ball about the 28-yard line. So 4:16 left to go with the score 21-14, and here's Mr. Kemp.
And thank you, Keith Bryan. 21-14 is our score. Wes Wilkes, a giveaway on that last touchdown. Intercepted pass, and about a 60-yard touchdown run, and that's the difference of this game to this point. The Blackhawks with a chance to perhaps get even here. They have the ball first and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Seth Absher, the quarterback. We have two wideouts to the left. And here's a running play. Pruitt up the middle. Gets a yard, perhaps. Maybe two. Second down and 8. 2-yard gain. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Stay tuned for the attorney Timothy D. Welborn halftime show. And we'll try to get you some scores of other playoff games, especially the West Wilkes game, or the, pardon me, Wilkes Central game, as they're playing Pisgah tonight over in Canton. Elkin at Robbinsville. Second and about 7. Absher swings it out here to the right. It is complete, but it'll go for no gain. And it's going to be a third down, and well, they're moving the yard marker back, but it looked to me like he was hit where he was tackled. Keith, I don't know. It looked to me like he got an unfavorable spot right there. 37-yard line. They're moving the ball back to where he actually went down. He was hit right where he received the ball, but that's not where they spot the ball. Big third down, 10 yards to go, and no gain. It's going to be fourth down. Yeah, this has been a relatively penalty-free game, just one holding penalty against Mitchell County and a couple of illegal procedure calls against Mitchell. And we have a timeout call with 2:28 left. We'll take timeout as well. Mitchell, 21, West, 14.
Well, it's sports season, Wilkes County High School sports, and you can catch all the exciting action here on it. Well, we interrupt ourselves now to say that Wilkes County sports could not be heard on 3WC without local supporters such as Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens. They know that the future of our community depends on our youth. So to all the athletes at North Wilkes, West Wilkes, East Wilkes, or Wilkes Central, play on. This is a message from Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens.
It's never too early to open a Coverdell Education Savings Account, CESA, from Piedmont Federal. A CESA grows tax-free and can be used towards college or any level of education, and $2,000 can be contributed annually for each child. It will help ensure your kids can afford the best education possible. Call, stop by, or visit us online to find out more about ensuring your child's education.
Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, 200 Wilkesboro Avenue, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-9211. More of tonight's exciting action continues now on 1240-3WC. Around the world on 1240-3WC.com and on Charter Communications Channel 2.
And back to action here at West Wilkes, 21-14. Mitchell leads the West Wilkes Blackhawks, and Andrew Adams punt. And it rolls dead at the 41-yard line, and that's where Mitchell County will take over from their own 41. 2 minutes, 16 seconds left on the play clock, or game clock, I should say. He is a quarterback, wearing a number 8 on his uniform shirt from the shotgun. And we have a stoppage of play. Somebody must have moved. And who was it? Illegal procedure, 5 yards against the Mountaineers. So it'll be first and 15. So Hughes, the guilty party. The ball is moved back to the 37-yard line. It'll be first and 15 now for the Mountaineers. To the line of scrimmage, Mitchell County. Hughes from the shotgun. And a running play around the left side to the original line of scrimmage and end some across the 45 to about the 46. And that'll bring up a second down and about 5 yards. So a 10-yard run. And Sean Jackson. The ball is at the 47. It's second down and 5. And the running play again near midfield, just short of the 50. Is the clock running, 1:34 left. And the ball is spotted at the 49-yard line. Stiles with that carry instead of Jackson. So it's second down and about 3. Mitchell County, a minute 5 left. And the quarterback looking to throw, but now Will, and it's tipped away. Incomplete. And it looked like there that Hughes had enough room to run for the first down, but he chose to go ahead and throw it incomplete. So it'll be third down in about 3. Under a minute. The clock stopped with the incompleted pass. And we're going to have a punting time. I had the downs wrong. It's fourth down and 3. Will Shepherd waiting back at about his 30-yard line. And the punt, wow. Man, he booms that one way back there. Shepherd takes it at the 15, and he'll get it back. Let's see. Yeah, it's at the 11-yard line. Without the numbers where we can read them, it's kind of tough, as we mentioned earlier, to tell where what the yard lines really are. So the Blackhawks, they have just 47 seconds left, and I'm going to have to say they'll probably play it cozy here. The ball spotted at the 12-yard line. Now the 10-yard line, the 50-yard line, both 10-yard lines on each end, they're in black with black numerals, and they show up real well. But the other ones are in orange on this brown grass, and here's a first down run across the 20. And let's see if West Wilkes, they'll stop the clock while they move the chains, 41 seconds left. And the ball is at the 40, no, at the 25. And the clock runs. We're headed for 30 seconds left. Seth Absher, the pitchback. Tyler Woods around the right side. Tyler Woods with some running room to the 30 and brought down there, and the clock will continue to run, and West Wilkes shows no sign of, well, they're calling timeout. So we'll take timeout as well. Mitchell 21, West 14.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with self-esteem necessary for success in life.
I will stay in school because I want to change the world.
I will stay in school because I want to become a successful businesswoman.
I will stay in school because I want to provide for my family in the future.
I will stay in school because I want to change children's lives.
Every success in school leads to success in your future.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
For a while now, you've heard me talk about Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda. And if you've been there, you're glad I told you about them because their grocery line has everything you need, as well as most produce items, beverages, feed for livestock and pets, as well as 3 grades of gasoline at competitive prices. In their hardware department, many items for home maintenance, including electrical and plumbing. They also make keys. Foster's Grocery and Hardware in beautiful downtown Rhonda, across from the Country Corner Cafe. See Roger and Doretha and have a fresh cup of coffee at Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda.
Now back to more of tonight's game on Charter Communications Channel 2, 1240 3WC.com, and the station committed to local sports, 3WC.
From the 31, Seth Ancher dropping back, looking. And now we'll run, and he'll get up to about the 39-yard line, and they stop the clock with 8.5 seconds left, and West calls yet another timeout. So it's timeout West Wilkes. We'll keep it right here with only 8.5 seconds left, and reminding you once again, the attorney Timothy D. Welburn, the halftime show, will be on. And we'll take some time out here and kind of collect our thoughts and rest our voices a little bit. I think they had a lot of Bojangles chicken back there a while ago, but I took a moment to check back there a few minutes ago, Keith, and the only thing I could find is a couple of bones and a cold biscuit. They have really been working on that Bojangles chicken in here, but they do have some tea back there. Maybe we can get some of that taco stew. Last week we were here, Greg Harris and a bunch of the tailgaters outside here, they were brewing up some taco stew that was just absolutely out of this world. They brought us a bowl of it just before the end of the game, and that, man, it set me up for the drive back down home. So maybe we can find out if they got some more of that taco stew here at halftime. All right, 8.5 seconds to go. Here we go, Absher. First and 10, Absher winding up to throw, and it's going to be complete. It is a complete pass with 1.2, a hook and ladder play, and it's across midfield at the 48-yard line. And so West Wilkes will get another play, 1.2 seconds left, one more play, and from the 48-yard line, and now West Wilkes will take timeout one more time. And, well, Keith Bryan was talking about, we got the Wilkes Central Eagles over at Canton tonight playing Pisgah High School, and maybe one of these teams in West can pull this one out here, or if Wilkes Central can.
That's nice time.
Wilkes Central ahead at halftime, 14-10. That's some good news. So, Keith, if we got football next week, we'll be here to bring it to you.
Well, let's hope both these Wilkes County teams are still playing. And so far, West Wilkes doing a pretty good job. They get the ball to start the second half. And, you know, as I'm sure Coach Alex says, well, why should I save my timeouts? Because they ain't going to carry over, so let's just take them all. And I think you're going to have one more shot. Of course, you look at the way the Mountaineers are lining up on defense. They're sort of a prevent type defense with four DBs, almost 25 yards off of the line of scrimmage. So one more play for Seth Absher.
All right, here we go. 1.2 seconds left from the shotgun Absher. And we have a flag, and somebody's moving. 12 men on the field for West Wilkes. No time was ticked off the clock, so that'll be a 5-yard penalty. So it'll be first and 15. Yeah, nothing really relevant about that. Only the ball is moved back to their own 47. Here we go. Absher. Three wideouts. And he's looking for somebody to throw to, and now he's going to run the ball, and time is going to expire as he gets down to the 35. So about an 18-yard run by Ampshire. That'll just improve the stats, but doesn't change the score on the scoreboard. Well, we've reached halftime, and so we'll take out about 12 minutes or so for the 3WC and the Timothy D. Welburn halftime show, and see if we can maybe gather up some other scores for you here at halftime. And Josh, you can play some music, bring the folks up to date on the weather forecast and all of that. And so the score at halftime is Mitchell, the Mountaineers, 21, the West Wilkes Blackhawks, 14.
cooler weather calls for a good hot lunch. Don's Char Grill now has the soup of the day and grilled cheese. For the sweet tooth, Don has Cinny Minis, fresh baked cookies, and hot chocolate, not pre-wrapped or sitting under heat lamps. Stop by Don's for a sausage biscuit, just 99 cents, or enjoy some chicken minis. Accepting debit and credit cards, open Monday through Saturday. When the weather is cooler, count on Don's for good hot food at reasonable prices. Dine in or drive through Don's Char Grill, West D Street, North Wilkesboro.
He's at the 50, the 40. He's going the distance, the 10. Touchdown!
Dr. Craig Bennett encourages all Wilkes County athletes to go the distance by doing right, working hard, and living healthy. If you're a team Eagle, Viking, Blackhawk, or Cardinal, Dr. Craig Bennett is happy to support all Wilkes County's student athletes and to support the game of the week on Hometown Christian Radio 1243 WC. Our thanks to Dr. Craig Bennett for going the distance in his service to the Wilkes community.
The game has been played very evenly. The difference of this ball game right now was that 60-yard pass, interception, and touchdown by Hughes. And Keith Bryant, it seemed like it's been a two-man show, Jackson and Hughes.
Well, so far that's basically it. But it looked like it a couple times they did a pretty good job of stopping that run and forcing Hughes to make some passes. So far, like I said, it's been the passing attack of West Wilkes and the running attack of Mitchell County. And one thing, once again, we'd like to say that we got a good score from Pisgah, and that's Wilkes Central 14, Pisgah 10, as Roller is sent down the field to Adams. Adams got some running room. He's at the 45-40, and he crosses the 45, and he gets to about the 47, 48-yard line as he's still down on the ground. Let's see if he's going to be able to. And he gets back up. That's a good sign. Comes off after his own power. Looks like he'll be okay. And just kind of a little bit on the wobbly side as he comes off the field under his own power. So Blackhawks start the second half on their side of the field at their own 48-yard line. Pretty good return that time by Adams. Andrew Adams. As Seth Thapsher brings his troops, and they're lined up this time instead of an I formation, more of a and the pitch back goes back to Shepard. And look kind of like a double wing type setup, very much similar to what Wilkes Central runs. Also, a couple more scores might be of interest is Robbinsville 20, Elk and Nothing, and Albemarle 21, Mount Airy 3. So Absher goes over and gets the call from Coach Scott Halleck. Adams still on the sidelines. Once again, in that single back formation, two receivers out to the right, as this time Shepard in motion. Shepard looking to throw, and he's got a man out there, and that's Marley, and it's caught. It's caught at about the 25-yard line. So it's going to be first down Blackhawks from the Mountaineer 25-yard line. Pretty good throw that time by Will Shepard. Kind of like just throwing from third base to first base over there. So, first and 10 for the Blackhawks from the Mountaineer 26. It's kind of hard to say there. Like I said, there's no yard marker, so it's just an approximation. As Absher now brings them, receiver one to the right, one to the left, Marley and Garrett Hamby. And this time a fake to Woods, and a little pitch out to Tommy Pruitt. Pruitt down to about the 15-yard line. Very close to another first down. Let's see where they mark the ball. And they're saying first down Blackhawks from the 15-yard line. So Blackhawks can get another first down if they get it within about the 5-yard line. So
once again, one receiver out to the right, one to the left. That's Marley and Andrew Adams, two, the I formation. This time the ball given to Woods. Woods off the tackle. He's down to five. And looks like they're going to mark the ball. He's going to be just short of the five-yard line. So it's going to be second and one, about a nine-yard gain that time by Woods from about the six-yard line. Once again, that familiar I formation, the West Wilkes receiver to the left, receiver to the right. Ball once again given to that Woods. Woods, it's on the ground, but Woods literally picks it up. That could have been disastrous right there.
Well, it is recovered at the 10-yard line, but the Blackhawks will lose 5 yards, and that'll make it a third down and about six. Third down and six, which they've got to get to about the 3-yard line to get a first down. 9:21 left here in the third quarter. Blackhawks trying to get into the end zone, perhaps tie the score here. They trail by seven. Two wide outs to the right. And a reversing field, Seth Absher, around the right side of the field and looking to throw in the end zone, and no good. It's incomplete. The play was from the near hash mark. Seth Absher came all the way to the near sideline trying to get around that way and look for somebody to throw to, and then went almost all the way across the field to the other sideline and threw it incomplete. So he ran about 60, 70 yards, and it's going to be fourth down. Are they going to try for a field goal? We don't know. We know they're calling timeout. So there's timeout on the field. The Mountaineers 21, the Blackhawks 14.
Ever wanted to see your name in lights? Best Image Signs can help you with that. Specializing in professional design and imaging services, they offer anything from vehicle graphics to LED and illuminated signs. So if you need a new sign for your church or new image concept for your business, then call Best Image Signs, 973-7446, or online, bisignsusa.com. Best Image Signs, Highway 16 North off Nichols Landing, Miller's Creek, 973-7446, a proud supporter of High School Sports.
Are you interested in setting up that young athlete's college fund or growing a monthly income for your retirement that's guaranteed or shopping for a better fixed return than you're getting now? Give Les Dyer a call at Executive Financial. Les can also help put together a customized 401k plan for your business or medical practice that could significantly maximize your contributions. He can also help save you money by modernizing that old expensive life insurance protection you've been paying for. Call Les Dyer at Executive Financial today, 667-1849. Help is only a quote away. Securities offered through Triad Advisors, member FINRA, SIPC.
Now back to more of tonight's broadcast of high school sports on Charter Cable Channel 2 and around the world at 1240 3WC.com.
And we're back to action, and a touchdown pass to Adams, and it's from Seth Absher, and we are at 21-20. What a great play that was, a 10-yard touchdown pass. And so Absher now will try the extra point to tie this ball game at the 8:51 mark in the third quarter, and they're going to go for two. A little trickery here, and it is good. Who caught the pass? Adams, Tyler Woods on the catch. So West Wilkes, a two-point conversion, and they lead. Blackhawks back in front. Blackhawks 22 and Mitchell 21.
Mm-hmm.
Attention ATV fans!
Time to get to Yamaha of Wilkesboro for the Yamaha Ginormous Sales Event. Up to $1,500 customer cash and 3.99% financing for 36 months for qualified buyers on nearly every Yamaha ATV. Dealing like never before on the Sport ATV of the Year, the YFZ 450R and Grizzly 450 with electric power steering.
ATVs are recommended for those 16 years and older and can be hazardous to operate. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See Yamaha of Wilkesboro or call 1-800-887-2887.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with self-esteem necessary for success in life.
I will stay in school because I want to change the world.
I will stay in school because I want to become a successful businesswoman.
I will stay in school because I want to provide for my family in the future.
I will stay in school because I want to change children's lives.
Every success in school leads to success in your future.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
This is Hometown Christian Radio, 1240 WWWC, Wilkesboro, North Carolina, and streaming around the world at hometownchristianradio.com. Radio the way it should be.
And back to action, and the kickoff. Hughes takes it and brings it up to the 25 for the Mountaineers, so that's where Mitchell will be, and we have a flag on the play, and let's see what the flag was. It's a defensive face mask against Wes Wilkes. It didn't signal personal foul, so maybe it's just a five-yard inadvertent. And that's what it is. So instead of starting at the 25, Mitchell will start at the 30. 22-21, the touchdown and the two-point conversion. Both of them on the pass plays from Seth Absher, Mitchell, Hughes, to Jackson, and not much there. Blackhawks up big on defense right there. A gain of a yard is second down and nine. Clock running with 8:20 left here in the third quarter. 22-21, the Blackhawks out in front. Second down and nine from about the 32-yard line. Mitchell from the shotgun. Jackson and the handoff, and there's about 4 yards. And across the 35 to about the 38. Huddler of West Wilkes on the tackle, and that'll bring up a third down and a long two. At the 38-yard line, white and purple clad, Mitchell Mountaineers on offense. He is a quarterback operating from the shotgun. One back in the backfield, a wide out to the right. Hughes on the run, and he's going to be dropped. No gain, maybe a loss. He's going to lose a yard or two, and West Wilkes should get it back on the punt. So fourth down and good defensive pursuit there as Greer on the tackle for West Wilkes. A gain of or a loss of a yard. Fourth down and about six or seven. Shepherd back deep, and it's going to be Stiles punting the snap and the punt. Shepherd looking to field it, and he does on the run to the near side, and he gets it up to the 35. So pretty good starting position here for the Blackhawks, leading 22-21, and they'll have the ball first and 10 at their own 35-yard line. Playoff football at its best. What a game this has been to this point. The winner will advance to the third round next week. I know that Avery County is one of the teams in the bracket on the opposite side, and Keith and nor I could either remember who the team Avery County is playing tonight, but West, if they could hold on and win, would play the winner of that game. Absher, handoff. Woods, and he gets up to about the five, a gain of about five, and it'll be second down and five for the Blackhawks. We were speculating perhaps that if somebody ever who's playing Avery tonight maybe could spring an upset, that This is just kind of hoping if that would happen, perhaps West might be the higher seed and would be playing at home here next week. And it's same is true perhaps for Wilk Central. So we'll wait and see. And here's a handoff. Pruitt, first down across the 45. Tony Pruitt running hard to the 46-yard line. First and 10 Blackhawks as they move the sticks on the far side of the field from their own 46-yard line. Clock running, and we're halfway through the third quarter at the six-minute mark. Crowd excited here on our side of the field. The home team leading by 1 point, 22-21, as Picarius said as it is. Nonetheless, if they don't let the team get back in front of them, then they'll win. First and 10 from their 46. Blackhawks rolling back. Seth Atcher looking to throw. And it's caught. First down inside Mountaineer territory at the 41-yard line. Seth Atcher to Andrew Adams, 41-yard line of the Mountaineers. They move the sticks again. I just like the philosophy and the play calling of Coach Halleck and the West Wilkes Blackhawks here, mixing up the run, trickery, onside kick they recovered. It's halfback option and a halfback passes for big plays. Here's the pitchback. Tyler Woods around the left side. Some positive yards, about 7 yards on the carry to about the 35. It'll bring up second down. And let's see where they spot the ball. It's going to be second down and about 3. Well, second and 4, a gain of 6. The ball resting squarely on the 35-yard line. 22-21, West Wilkes with the ball and the lead. As we approach the 4.5-minute mark, time remaining in the third quarter here at West Wilkes. Friday night football at its best. Here's Seth Absher. High formation, a pitch back to Woods. Around the right side, Woods near the first down. Let's see. It's going to be close. The ball to about the 32. Forward progress will determine whether or not he made the first down. They put it on the deck, and the referee is looking, and it is not a first down. It's a yard short. So it's third down and a yard. And no doubt this is four down territory right here. To the line of scrimmage with two wideouts to the left, two backs in the backfield. Seth Absher under center. And Pruitt on the inside, and he's got the first down at the 30-yard line. So they'll move the sticks. He needed one, and he got two. So the sticks are being moved on the far side of the field to the delight of the cheerleaders, the band, and all of the West Wilkes supporters, and to Keith and Ken and all of us in the press box, except those that represent Mitchell County. And I think they're all upstairs here. Got a three-decker press box here. We're on the middle deck. First and 10, Blackhawks at the 30. Two wide outs to the left, one back in the backfield. And the Shepherd around the left side. Shepherd, and he's going to be horse-collared and brought down in a flag. And let's see. Could be one of those horse-collar tackles. The man in the white hat will signal the call. Personal foul, horse collar, and that's a 15-yard penalty against Mitchell. Will it be from the spot of the foul? If so, it'll be from the 35 and amount to only a 10-yard penalty. And it'll go down to the 20. And still maybe a yard short. Now let's see. Let's see if they're going to move the sticks. They haven't yet. And they will. It's first down. The ball at just inside the 20. So the Blackhawks in the red zone, a horse collar, 15-yard personal foul penalty. Wide out to each side with two backs in the backfield, Absher. And Absher around the left side, and he will throw it, and it's in the end zone. The incomplete. He caught it, but it was out of the end zone. So that'll put the brakes on the clock down there, which says 2 minutes 56 seconds left here in the third quarter. And it'll be second down and 10. From the way I was looking at that, it looked like that Seth Absher had quite a bit of room maybe to run for a first down, but he done took his wind up and is ready to pitch it into the end zone. But just inside the 20, second and 10, Blackhawks. Single back in the backfield. Woods on the handoff, and he gets down to about the 17. And it'll be a third down play. Third down. They've not moved the down marker yet. Did we have a flag? Illegal shift, and let's see if they're talking to Mitchell. And the official is going to tell us, and it's going to cost the Blackhawks 5 yards. An illegal shift, and the ball will come back to just past the 25, so it'll be second and 15. From just across the 25-yard line after the 5-yard penalty. So let's see what kind of rabbit foot Mr. Absher can pull out of his hat right here. And we have movement on the line. That's probably another 5 yards, the illegal procedure. And movement was Alvarado, the right guard. False start, so that's another 5 yards. And all of a sudden, West Wilkes is backpedaling. They're back to the 30-yard line. They were first and 10 inside the 20. Now they're back to first and 10, or maybe second and 20 inside the 30. So West all of a sudden shooting themselves in the foot, the clock running, 2:15 left in the third. Absher under center. Absher dropping back, looking to throw, swings it out to the left. And some running room down the left side. And headed to the end zone, touchdown. That's Green, Cody Green. And we have a flag. Let's see what it is. That it's probably going to be holding against West. Oh, my goodness. Flag's on at the 21-yard line, and that's where they'll mark it off from. So the down and, well, the end result, actually no gain on the play. It'll go back to about where the ball was to start with, and it'll still be second down. Well, many 57 left, and, oh, that was unfortunate there. So it's West Wilkes, still second down, still 20 yards to go, ball still inside the 30. So here's Absher again, eye formation with the right wide out to each side, dropping back, looking to throw, and will throw, and it's going to be tipped away. Good defensive play there by the Mountaineers. And tipping that ball away was Zach Peterson, number 70 of Mitchell. So it'll be third down and 20. Andrew Marley was the intended receiver. He was in position, but a big hand of Peterson got up there and slapped it away. So it's third down and 20 now. Seth Absher under center. And Seth Absher looking again to throw. He's being chased. And now a little swing pass out to left. And the pickup pass is complete, but it'll be out of bounds at about the 28-yard line, and that'll bring up fourth down. And West probably will go for it right here. You're too close to punt and too far for a field goal, so. But it's still going to be, it's going to be fourth down and about 19 yards to go, so what do we do right here? We do know that there's a minute 41 left, and West is going to go for it. Fourth down and 19. Absher under center. Absher wants to throw the ball, and we'll throw it down the left side, almost intercepted, incomplete at the goal line. So the Mountaineers will take over. It'll go over on downs. They'll have the ball at the 28-yard line, and to take us to the end of the third quarter, my buddy, Keith Bryant.
1:35 left. Once again, the score, West Wilkes 22, Mitchell County 21. As Mitchell County did a pretty good defensive stand that time, but the Blackhawks kind of shot themselves in the foot with a holding call on a certain touchdown by Cody Green. As Justin Hughes brings him up, one receiver to the left. Hughes gives the ball to Jackson. Jackson over the left tackle, and he's brought down after about a tough three, four-yard gain. Brought down that time by Aaron Hudler. And we got a flag, illegal procedure against the Mountaineers. So that's going to be 5 yards. That's going to put it about a first and 15 now for the Mountaineers. First half was pretty well penalty-free. And this second half, they kind of made up for it. Both teams kind of shooting each other themselves in the foot, pretty much so. Now the ball is marked at about the 24-yard line, at the Mountaineer 24-yard line. So it'll be first and 15 for the Mountaineers. One receiver out to the left. This time the ball back. Looks like it's Hughes is going to try to throw. He's under pressure, and he slips away from two tackles, but yet Hudler brings him down at the original line of scrimmage. So they're calling it no gain. It'll be second and 15. I tell you, Hughes is a pretty slippery young man right there. He slipped off for two tackles for getting out of a quarterback sack type situation, got back to the original line of scrimmage. So with 43 seconds left to go in the third quarter, with the Blackhawks leading 22-21, this will probably be the last play of the quarter. Let's see. Once again, one receiver out to the left. Hughes gets the ball, gives the ball to Jackson. Jackson's off the left side. He's to the about the 40 as he's brought down by a host of Blackhawks. Looks like he gets it up to about the 35-yard line. So that's going to make it about a third and let's call it three. About a third and three now. Pretty good run that time, about a 12-yard run by Jackson. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter with the score, West Wilkes 22 and Mitchell County 21. We'll go back to the station.
A caring doctor with experience is hard to find unless you go to Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. In addition to Dr. Robert Pennington's orthopedic training and board certification, he has advanced technical training in sports medicine, providing outpatient arthroscopy, treating arthritis, tendonitis, nerve damage, and broken bones. He says not all injuries require surgery. Call the board-certified doctor who really cares about his patients, Dr. Robert Pennington, Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, 838-9930.
Before the cold wind blows and you turn the hot air on, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. Oil, gas, and electric heating units all need to be serviced. Early maintenance can prevent problems in the future. Shepherd's is your local Lennox dealer, but they can service all brands. With prompt service and 24-hour emergency service, Shepherd's is just a call away. 973-1679. Before the cold wind blows, call Shepherd's Heating and Air. On the Congo Road, Wilkesboro. 973-1679.
Now, back to the action with more of tonight's broadcast of high school sports on Hometown Christian Radio, 1240 3WC.
And we're back to action. Hughes, the quarterback keeper, up the middle, and looks like he's got the necessary yards at the 41-yard line, so they'll move the sticks. First and 10, Mitchell.
Well, that's
Silver. Silver. Well, it's who comes out. Hughes back in, so Hughes has been the quarterback for the majority of the game, self in there a little bit early. Now Hughes is the quarterback. And running play up the middle for about 7 yards to the 48-yard line. It'll be second down and 3. Hughes is workhorse, no question about that. Troy Self now is the quarterback. Troy Self. And a first down across midfield. It'll go down to the West Wilkes 45-yard line. West has got to stiffen up on defense. Mitchell County driving here. They took the ball at about their own 32-yard line, and now they're at the West Wilkes 45 and first down. There's 10:45 left in this contest. And back with Hughes, wearing number 3 on his uniform shirt. From the shotgun, Jackson, a running play for about 4 yards, perhaps. They're saying he got to the 40. Well, to the 40, so a gain of 5. Getting 4, 5, 6 yards on about every plunge into that West Wilkes line. West Wilkes, it's a big, good time for them to jar the ball loose. Get a turnover. The only turnover in this game for West Wilkes has been that onside kick, if you can call that a turnover.
Jackson
around the right side, running room, all the way down inside the 20 to about the 15-yard line. 25-yard gallop by Jackson around the left end or the right end of the line. So the Blackhawks now with their backs to the wall. They lead only by 1, 22-21, and that in jeopardy. At the 17-yard line is where the ball is. First and 10. A wide out splits over to the left. Two backs in the backfield. From the shotgun. And a running play up the middle and a gain of perhaps a yard or two to almost a 15, and it'll be second down and 9. A good plug up there of that line by West Wilkes. Just got to keep them out of the end zone, Blackhawks. 9 minutes and counting left in the game, 22-21 West Wilkes. Hughes. And a running play up the middle and down to about the 10. And Troy Self on the carry. And it'll be third down. And it's way down to our left. We'll see the ball is at about the 8-yard line. So it's going to be third down and a yard. A turnover right here would really be big if the Blackhawks could manage one. So here we go to the line of scrimmage. Blackhawks digging in on defense and the run up the middle. And they piled up right at the Troy Self on the keeper. And did he make the first down? Looks like he did. And it is a first down after 5. It'll be first and goal. First and goal at 5-yard line. ball game may be hanging in the balance here, although there's 8 minutes left. The line of scrimmage. Self and company. And probably no gain on that one. Looked like stacked up the line of scrimmage. And the official to the near side looks like he might be spotting up at about the four, maybe gained a yard. Well, the ball is still at the five-yard line, so really no gain. Well, it's more like about the four-yard line, if I'm seeing the right orange line there. Second and goal from the four, Mitchell County. West trying to keep them out of the end zone. Jackson into the end zone, touchdown. Sean Jackson, four-yard plunge, and regaining the lead, Mitchell County. 27-21, and extra point try forthcoming. Let's see what they're probably discussing, going for two, and the kicker's still on the sideline, and they will indeed go for two. 27-21, the two-point conversion try. With Self, the quarterback. No, that's Hughes, isn't it, number three? And Hughes, a draw play, and it's good. 29-22. So there's timeout on the field. 7:06 left. West Wilkes got to go back to work. They trail by touchdown. It's the Mountaineers, 29, Blackhawks, 22.
If you're like me and had an accident, then you want someone you can trust to repair your vehicle. I went to Impact Collision Center. Whether it's painting or repairing scrapes and dents, the service begins at the door. They answer questions, coordinate insurance claims, and arrange rentals. They have computerized estimates on frame, body, and mechanical repairs, refinishing, and detailing. Satisfaction is guaranteed. If you've had an accident, do what I did and go to Impact Collision Center, West D Street, North Wilkesboro. Call 667-4859. Your vehicle will look brand new.
He's at the 50, the 40. He's going the distance, the 10. Touchdown!
Dr. Craig Bennett encourages all Wilkes County athletes to go the distance by doing right, working hard, and living healthy. If you're a team Eagle, Viking, Blackhawk, or Cardinal, Dr. Craig Bennett is happy to support all Wilkes County's student athletes and to support the game of the week on Hometown Christian Radio 1243 WC. Our thanks to Dr. Craig Bennett for going the distance in his service to the Wilkes community.
Now, back to our sports broadcast of the week on AM 1240, Charter Cable Channel 2, and around the globe on hometownchristianradio.com.
And here's the kickoff, and it's a skimmer, and it comes down to about the 20-yard line, and West Wilkes will just fall on it. So the Blackhawks will start at their own 20-yard line, and to take us through this series, once again, my buddy Keith Bryan.
7:04 left in this game with the Mountaineers on top, 29-22. As Seth Apsher once again brings his troops out, and we were talking during that last break right there. Boy, I tell you, that holding call on Cody Green's 20-yard touchdown run could very well loom big for the Blackhawks here. As Seth Apsher brings his troops to the line. And the call, this is Tyler Woods. And Tyler Woods gets past the first initial hit as he makes a tough, about a three-yard gain. They got him at the line of scrimmage, but he did good, tough running by Woods to stretch it out there about a, well, they're going to give him about 5 yards on that carry. So it'll be second and five for the Blackhawks. As Apsher comes over to the sideline, gets a call from Coach Scott Halleck. West had a good sustained drive last time of about a six-minute drive last time. Let's hope they can do the same. And Woods once again on the carry, tries to go off tackle. And they're saying Mitchell ball. They're saying the ball's on the ground. Let's see. We've not got no indication from the, and it's Mitchell Ball, fumble by Woods. So it'd be Mitchell Ball at the West Wilkes 35. And boy, that could very well spell doom for the Blackhawks right here as Mitchell County gets the ball at the 30-yard line, at the West Wilkes 30-yard line. So once again, Mitchell County Mountaineers going from right to left on your radio dial. And the ball given to Jackson. Jackson off of tackle, and he gets about 4 tough yards. Leffler, Huddler, Alvarado doing the main part of the tackling that time for the Blackhawks. And so it's going to be second and, yeah, they're saying second and 6. And once again, Justin Hughes now at the quarterback slot. Hughes gives the ball to Jackson. Jackson, the workhorse. He's through the line of scrimmage. He's down to the 10, and he's brought down by Adams at the 10-yard line. First and goal for the Mountaineers. 5:24 left in the game. And wait a minute. We've got a legal procedure against the Mountaineers, so that's a big break for the Blackhawks. And that's going to bring back the ball. It's going to be about a second and, let's say, 10, possibly. About a second and 10. Instead of the ball being at the 10-yard line, now the ball is back at the 35-yard line. So a little better field position, at least for the Blackhawks, rather than the 10, it's going to be back at about the original line of scrimmage, 35-yard line. So it's going to be second and 10. Once again, one receiver as one back in the shotgun snap. And Jackson, again, tries to go off the tackle. He's through the tackle. He's down to about the 20-yard line. So that's going to bring up third, and let's call it about 2. Third and 2 for the Mountaineers. And I'll tell you one thing, Jackson has really been a workhorse for the Mountaineers tonight. That young man, I don't know, he's got at least 30 carries, and he just continues to keep on pounding and pounding and causing a lot of problems for the Blackhawks. This time, Self, the quarterback. Self runs the ball, and the quarterback keeper, and looks like he's got the first down. As he gets the ball in to about the 15-yard line. So it's first and down Mountaineers, first and 10 Mountaineers. As the clock continues to run, 4:24 left in the fourth quarter. And it's time for the Blackhawks to bow their backs, as they say, and muscle down and try to keep the Mountaineers out of the end zone. They want to extend themselves to the next round. One back in the backfield, and Jackson, once again, the workhorse, gets through the line of scrimmage, and he gets about a 5-yard gain on that play. So let's call it second and 5. I tell you, Jackson's a shifty young man. I tell you, he just kind of, it's kind of like a water bug. He just gets back and forth, and when he does get close to some defenders, he just lowers his head. And one thing about it, he's always going forward, north and south. He ain't much of an eastern west runner. As Vaughn Hughes brings him up to the line, and this time it's Hughes on a quarterback keeper. He's down to almost to the end zone. He's about the 3-yard line. First and goal from about the, well, they're going to say it's about the 2-yard line. So first and goal from the 2 for the Mountaineers. And we've got an injured Mountaineer down on the field. And from our vantage point, we can't get a number because he's down on the field. But looks like we're going to have an injury timeout right now. So let's just take it back to the station with the score. Mountaineers 29, West Wilkes 22.
When it comes to insurance, are you happy with your agent, the service you receive, and the premiums you pay? For the personal service you want and the competitive insurance premiums you deserve, call Randy or Sherry Deal at Deal Insurance. The excellent rated companies they represent include Erie Insurance Group, Travelers, Progressive, GMAC, and others. They offer auto, home, business, life, and health coverage. Deal Insurance at 1307B Collegiate Drive in Wilkesboro. Call 838-3838. Local people serving local people. Deal Insurance.
It's the annual Wilkes Toy Drive, and Wilkes Telecommunications has something special for you. Sign up or upgrade your digital TV to the Plus or Premier package and receive Stars free for a month. Option 2. Sign up or upgrade your high-speed internet to 3.5 megabits or higher and receive a month of high-speed free. Choose either offer or choose them both. And as a bonus, fiber customers who add digital TV Plus or Premier package or upgrade to these plans will receive 3 months of DVR service free. For information, call 973-3103. See store for details.
More of tonight's exciting action continues now on 1240 3WC, around the world on 1240 3WC.com, and on Charter Communications Channel 2.
And we're back to action here, and Troy Self, 2-yard plunge into the end zone. So that might just be the straw that broke the camel's back, as they say. And Edwards is going to come on to attempt the extra point. It's 35-22, the score, trying to make it 36-22. And it's a fake. It's a blocked snap. Okay, and the extra point try fails. Well, it has failed, and they tried to go for two after the holder dropped the ball. So it's 35-22. We'll take another timeout. 2:56 left in the game. West will get the ball, and they need a miracle. It is Mountaineers 35, Blackhawks 22.
Having problems with your feet? Brame Huey Pharmacy now has therapeutic shoes. Just call Nancy or Jenny at Brame Huey for more information at 838-8988. Known as the prescription people, Brame Huey has free local delivery, a drive-through, pharmaceutical-grade vitamins, compounding, a friendly, helpful staff, a complimentary soft drink while you wait, and now therapeutic shoes. Open weekdays 8:30 till 6:30 and Saturday 8:30 till 2:30 in West Park Drive, North Wilkesboro, Brame Huey Pharmacy, 838-8988.
We're looking out for you in everything we do.
Cooks and Russell Athletic, two names to remember when you're looking for athletic team uniforms. Whatever sport you're playing, Cooks and Russell can supply your needs. So, when you think sports, think Cooks and Russell Athletic. You'll be glad you did. Visit Cook's 1402 Willow Lane in West Park, North Wilkesboro. 667-4121. That's 667-4121.
Now back to more of tonight's game on Charter Communications Channel 2, 1240 3WC.com, and the station committed to local sports, 3WC.
And we are back to action. The Mountaineer kickoff, and there's a flag, and they're going to be whistled for offsides on the kickoff. So they'll have to come back to the 35 and re-kick it. They'll put the tee on the 35-yard line. So it'll cost the Mitchell Mountaineers 5 yards. No, for some reason or other, they're leaving the ball at the 40. I don't know what the call was. They're just going to make them re-kick it for whatever reason. But no time came off the clock. 2:56 left. West Wilkes down by 2 touchdowns. And here's the kick again, and it's kicked deep this time. Adams back at his 15. Adams up the middle of the field. Adams a good run back across the 35. So the Blackhawks will have the ball. 2 minutes, 50 seconds left. The ball at the 37-yard line. So West has got to score quickly and then perhaps pull off an onside kick and score again and but they've got to score quickly. 29-30-35, that's the score. 35-22, Mitchell County. The West Wilkes season, depending on these last 2 minutes, 50 seconds. From the shotgun, Seth Absher, 3 wide outs to the left, rolling to his left, looking to throw. Absher, up the middle, running room, and near a first down, and I believe he has it. Looking for a receiver, couldn't find any. And time, the clock is stopped while he moved the sticks. It is a first down. They'll place the ball. The umpire is swinging his arms around, signaling to wind the clock, and it's running, 2:30. Absher again from the shotgun. Absher again rolling to his left. Absher. And a flag, and it's going to be holding against Blackhawks. Running for about 8 yards or so. Here is Absher, but it'll come back. And the flag is in the backfield, so it's going to be a big penalty against West Wilkes. One of the offensive linemen signal for holding. So it's going to bring up a first down and about 25 or so. Officials are huddling with the clock stopped at 2:19. And they're trying to make a decision. We have a Mitchell County player down at the Mitchell 45-yard line, and they're attending to them. Some of the trainers and the coaches from the far side of the field. Against. Oh, we got. So we got. I guess they'll replay the down. So there's the break for the Blackhawks. They need some breaks here. 2:19 left, and them down by 13 points. We have an ejection from the Mitchell team. Well, we had one of those in the East Wilkes game up here last week. Styles been ejected. Oh, the one that's hurt. I beg your pardon, yeah. He's being helped to the far side of the field. So, after all of this and the dust settled, the smoke cleared, they've not spotted the ball yet. Now, let's see where they will spot it. Now, the way I figured, an offensive holding penalty is 10 yards. And a personal foul penalty is 15. Looks like they ought to do it mathematically and give West Wilkes 5 yards here. But I don't think they'll do it that way. The ball has not been spotted yet. Meanwhile, at the near side, and we have the officials talking to the Mitchell coaching staff over there. Head coach is Russell Barnett of Mitchell County. So they've finished explaining to him why they did what they did. We don't have the explanation to pass it along to you, our listeners. And we're still waiting for them to tell us where they're going to spot the ball, the man in the white hat. He's the judge, and the other 4 officials are there that make up the jury. If we can do it here in court terms. So here we go, coming to the near side, and they're going to come over here and talk to Coach Halleck. The official with the white hat is talking to the West Wilkes coach down below us here. And after all this is done, talking to both sides, holding against West, personal foul there. And an ejection. And the ball is going to be at the... And it is a first down and 10, West Wilkes, from their own 43, 48-yard line. So after all that, Seth Absher now from the shotgun, he'll send three wide outs to the left and a wide out to right. And looking to throw, Seth Absher throwing, and it is caught. First down, trying to get to the sideline, and it's going to be down to the Mitchell 33-yard line from the 48. 17, 19 yards on the play. First and 10 Blackhawks. Spiked it to stop the clock. And we're at a minute 43, the time left in this ball game. And we'd like to say thanks to Shepherd's Heating and Air, Foster Grocery of Rhonda, Rain Sturdum of Funeral Home, Graham Huey Pharmacy, the law offices of attorney Timothy D. Welburn, Randy and Sherry Deal at Deal Insurance, Dr. Craig Bennett. Like to say thank you as well to Cooks Incorporated, West Park, Wilkes Telecommunications, Best Image Signs, Wilkes Hardware, Executive Financial, Les Dyer and Jan Dyer, Dr. Robert Pennington, Impact Collision Center, and all of our fine 3WC Sports sponsors. We love and dearly appreciate your help. First and 15 after an illegal procedure call. Here's Seth Absher looking to throw and still has the ball in the backfield and will be sacked. And the clock is running under a minute and a half. And timeout, West Wilkes. So we'll take a timeout. A minute 28 left. Score, Mitchell County 35, West Wilkes 22.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with the necessary building blocks for success.
I will stay in school because I want to give back to my community.
I will stay in school because I want to make my parents proud.
I will stay in school because I want to serve my country.
I will stay in school because I want to make something of my life.
Your education opens the doors to the rest of your life.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the law offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
Whether it's redoing the kitchen, paying for a child's education, or taking the vacation of a lifetime, you should take advantage of a Piedmont Prime Equity Line. When you open one from Piedmont Federal, you'll also get our flagship PF Select checking account with free ATMs worldwide. Call, stop by, or visit us online to see how we can help you finish your to-do list.
Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, 200 Wilkesboro Avenue, North Wilkesboro, 336-667-9211.
And thank you very much. Seth Absher back to throw. And now he's tucking in and running and will run for about 14 yards, but short of a first down. Wilk Central into the third round, 24-16. They beat Pisgah. Hooray for the Wilk Central Eagles. So they'll live to see another week. 24-16, Eagles. We will have football next Friday night. We don't know where or against whom. We do know that Wilk Central will be there, and so will Keith and myself. It's going to be a third down and four, a minute 13 left. The line of scrimmage will be about the 28-yard line. So we don't even have any way of speculating where it'll be in the Western District. Congratulations, Wilk Central Eagles. And it looks like, and barring a miracle, that West Wilkes will be finished for the year. They played well. Wilk Central or West has played well. Only a couple of plays. Key plays in this game has the score where it is right now. The biggest single play, I guess, was the holding call on the touchdown, and then close to that would be the fumble down at the 30-yard line that allowed Mitchell to get their final touchdown. So here we go. Third down and four. Seth Absher looking to throw. Seth Absher scrambling. Will run. Seth Absher. And he will have the first down. And he'll be down inside the 15-yard line. A minute two left.
And they stopped the clock while they moved the sticks. And the clock is running inside a minute, and they spiked it again. So it's first and 10 down at about the 13-yard line, and we'll take one more timeout with the score. Mitchell 35, Mitchell 35, West Wilkes 22.
Well, it's sports season, Wilkes County High School sports, and you can catch all the exciting action here on it. Well, we interrupt ourselves now to say that Wilkes County sports could not be heard on 3WC without local supporters such as Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens. They know that the future of our community depends on our youth. So to all the athletes at North Wilkes, West Wilkes, East Wilkes, or Wilkes Central, play on. This is a message from Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Monument Company and Scenic Memorial Gardens.
For a while now, you've heard me talk about Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda. And if you've been there, you're glad I told you about them because their grocery line has everything you need, as well as most produce items, beverages, feed for livestock and pets, as well as three grades of gasoline at competitive prices. In their hardware department, many items for home maintenance, including electrical and plumbing. They also make keys. Foster's Grocery and Hardware in beautiful downtown Rhonda, across from the Country Corner Cafe. See Roger and Doreetha and have a fresh cup of coffee at Foster's Grocery and Hardware in Rhonda.
Thank you very much. Talking about basketball, we had scheduled to start our first basketball game right here at West Wilkes with Mount Airy playing next Tuesday, but that won't happen because Wilkes Central won their game tonight, and they'll be playing next Friday night, and Keith and I will be there wherever it takes place. So football next Friday night. Third round of the playoffs in the 2A division. Absher, into the end zone.
Touchdown.
Oh, exactly. No, incomplete. I think the pass was complete just out of the end zone. 52 seconds left. And it'll be third down and 10. Third and 10. The ball is at the 16-yard line. No, make it at the 11-yard line. Beg your pardon. The 11-yard line is third down and 10 yards to go. Absher, the quarterback from the shotgun. Two wideouts to the left and one to the right. Absher, and the throw into the end zone.
Touchdown, Adams.
Touchdown.
Adams.
And that'll make it 28-35. And let's see if they'll... No reason not to kick the extra point right here. So they are, I think, lining up to kick the extra point, which would make it 35-29 with a difference of 6 points. Oh, at least it adds a little spice to the game with 47 seconds left here. And the kick is up, and the kick is perfect. With timeout on the field, Mitchell 35, West 29.
Cooler weather calls for a good hot lunch. Don's Char Grill now has the soup of the day and grilled cheese. For the sweet tooth, Don has Cinny Minis, fresh baked cookies, and hot chocolate, not pre-wrapped or sitting under heat lamps. Stop by Don's for a sausage biscuit, just 99 cents, or enjoy some chicken minis. Accepting debit and credit cards, open Monday through Saturday. When the weather is cooler, count on Don's for good hot food at reasonable prices. Dine in or drive through, Don's Char Grill, West D Street, North Wilkesboro.
Hi, I'm Tim Wellborn. I believe staying in school provides students with the necessary building blocks for success.
I will stay in school because I want to give back to my community.
I will stay in school because I want to make my parents proud.
I will stay in school because I want to serve my country.
I will stay in school because I want to make something of my life.
Your education opens the doors to the rest of your life.
This Stay in School message brought to you by the Law Offices of Timothy D. Wellborn.
Well, they got all their good ends, people up there. We're back here, and it's going to be an onside kick try. You can be sure of that by West Wilkes. All of the people are up close, and it's rolled. I don't know if it went 10 yards. It'll be Mitchell's ball, and all the thing they'll have to do is put their knee down because West doesn't have any timeouts. And, well, it was a good effort. and Wes made it interesting nonetheless, 35-29. And you got to know that with just 45 seconds left, Mitchell just put everybody in the box there, and Hughes, if he's the quarterback, which I think he will be, will just snap the ball and put his knee down a couple times and run the clock out. And now we have a timeout. So timeout on the field called by Mitchell County. We'll keep you right here this time, Josh. And again, I want to thank 3WC sports sponsors, Brushy Mountain Motorsports, also Brain Huey Pharmacy, Deal Insurance, Piedmont Federal Savings Bank, Cooks Incorporated, James Cook. Next time you're in there, tell James that you appreciate him being with our sports here on 3WC. Don's Char Grill on West D Street. Man, that big Don's Char Burger over there is unlike anything you've ever seen. Mine and Keith's personal friend, Dr. Craig Bennett, one of our fine sponsors. Les Dyer, my old fishing buddy, down at Executive Financial Resources. Wilkes Telecommunications, home offices over in Wilkesboro there. Best Image Signs, one of our fine 3WC sports sponsors. Randy and Sherry Deal at Deal Insurance. And here we go. And the knee goes down. And just running the clock out, the final score will be 35-29. As West Wilkes put up a gallant battle tonight, but they're just going to come up 6 points short. And thanks to all of you for listening to our broadcast tonight. And once again, we want to congratulate the Wilkes Central Eagles, 24-18, I believe they said was the final score, as they defeated Pisgah tonight over Canton, North Carolina. So wherever the Blackhawks are next Friday night, that's, I mean, not the Blackhawks, but the Eagles, I should say, wherever Wilkes Central Eagles are next Friday night playing and whomever they play, we'll be there on the broadcast at about 7:15 to tell you the story about that game. And who knows what might happen. Maybe Wilkes Central, the team of destiny in 2A football around the county. Clock runs out. 35-29 is the final score. Mitchell County wins it, and we'll be back after this one-minute break with the attorney Timothy D. Welburn postgame show.
We're looking out for you in everything we do.
Cooks and Russell Athletic, two names to remember when you're looking for athletic team uniforms. Whatever sport you're playing, Cooks and Russell can supply your needs. So, when you think sports, think Cooks and Russell Athletic. You'll be glad you did. Visit Cooks, 1402 Willow Lane in West Park, North Wilkesboro. 667-4121. That's 667-4121.
Having problems with your feet? Brame Huey Pharmacy now has therapeutic shoes. Just call Nancy or Jenny at Brame Huey for more information at 838-8988. Known as the prescription people, Brame Huey has free local delivery, a drive-through, pharmaceutical-grade vitamins, compounding, a friendly, helpful staff, a complimentary soft drink while you wait, and now therapeutic shoes. Open weekdays 8:30 till 6:30 and Saturday 8:30 till 2:30 in West Park Drive, North Wilkesboro, Brame Huey Pharmacy, 838-8988.
The attorney Timothy D. Welburn postgame show.
Should be a $100 check in the last 50. Thank you. And thank you. 35-29, West Wilkes, 6 points short on the losing end of this battle here, but Keith Bryan, you just can't say enough. West Wilkes put up a gallant battle, just came up short.
Well, you know, the only common opponent that both these teams faced was Avery County. Avery County came in and basically demolished West early in the season, and then Mitchell County lost by 1 point. But the biggest thing was is Charlie Villanueva. Villanueva did not play against Mitchell County, but I tell you what, Seth Absher and Andrew Adams absolutely don't know what the passing yardage was, but they shredded them tonight. Andrew Adams made a couple of real big plays, that fake punt, 60-yard run, that onside kick and come out and score two plays. Kind of caught Mitchell County by surprise, but they came back. And like you said, that holding call on Cody Green's touchdown run, big right there, and then that fumble. But I'll tell you, what a gallant effort by the Blackhawks here tonight. And I tell you, they have nothing but pride. I tell you, they finished the season 6-7, but that was sort of a deceiving thing because, you know, the teams that you look at some of the teams that were playing in their conference, Starmount ranked number 2, Wilkes Central still playing in the 3rd round, and Ashe County, a big 2A school up there, and West Wilkes. I tell you, the thing that really impressed me about the West Wilkes team this year was the fact that they completely went away from what they've been doing, and that was passing the ball, did a good job of running. And there's a lot of young players on this West Wilkes team, Ken. You go down through there and you start looking, ain't a whole lot of seniors out there, and a lot of your skill people are juniors. So, you know, a real good outlook for the West Wilkes Blackhawk football team up here. And we want to congratulate Coach Alec and his troops tonight.
Well, certainly so. I know Keith and I thoroughly enjoyed the ball game. Of course, it would have been a lot better if West Wilkes could have pulled the game out and won it, but it just did not happen. But nonetheless, 7-6 is the final results. And West had closed out the season on a strong note, only to lose here tonight by 6 points. The final score, Mitchell County 35, West Wilkes 29. Well, next week we will have football for you here on 3WC as Wilkes Central has advanced to the 3rd round with a 24-18 win, or 24-18 win against Pisgah tonight. So Wilkes Central will be playing somewhere next week. And boy, wouldn't it be a miracle if the team on the opposite side of that bracket maybe that might have won, their opponent might have a lower seed in Wilkes Central. It's possible they could have a home game, but we won't know that until a little bit, probably later on tonight. But we will pass that information along to you and let you know where we will be playing. We do know that Wilkes Central will be there, and they'll play next Friday night, and we'll be on the air with that game at 7:15, and we'll put basketball on hold for at least another week. Once again, it is Mitchell County 35, West Wilkes 29. I want to remind you of a few things before I go, to always remember to be a good sport and keep smiling. For Keith Bryan, for Josh Holcomb, and for all of us at 3WC, good night. God bless. Have a fantastic Friday. Go to church somewhere on Sunday. So long, everybody.
We hope you've enjoyed our Game of the Week, presented by the 3WC family of sports boosters. Attorney Timothy D. Welburn, Brain Huey Pharmacy, Wilkes Telecommunications, Deal Insurance, Rain Sturdivant Funeral Home and Scenic Memorial Gardens, Piedmont Federal, Foster's Grocery, Don's Char Grill, Dr. Craig Bennett, Impact Collision Center, Shepherd's Heating and Air Conditioning, Wilkes Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, Cook's, Wilkes Hardware, Best Image Signs, Executive Financial Resources, and Brushy Mountain Motorsports. Listen each week for our Game of the Week on Hometown Christian Radio.